Hi, I'm Rania.
And I'm Ismail.
And this is the Happy Marriage Podcast, the podcast to help you not only make your marriage work, but make it thrive. Welcome to today's episode, How to Keep the Fun in the Marriage. Mm-hmm. So marriage can be fun and it can be enjoyable. So today we're going to talk about how to keep that alive. And of course, to keep the fun in the marriage, there had to have been fun to begin with. So what does that mean? What kind of fun? That's what we're going to talk about today. So to me, I actually struggled with the word fun for the longest time because I was like, is this actually fun? And then I kind of realized that enjoyable is more important to me than fun. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I use fun as actually joy. But whatever it means to you, whatever word excites you more, is that there? Is that in your day as a person and as a couple? I think that's really important because these are the things that they just they make that day so much more special. We can do things with our time. We do things that are meaningful, that are purposeful, but we do also want to have pleasure in our life and infuse little things in our day that give us that. Mm-hmm. So I think today's episode is really about helping you identify what that means to you individually and then together as a couple. Mm-hmm. So that you can have those things built in to your daily routines in a joyful way. Because sometimes we use the word routine, or sometimes it has this connotation of like boring or just repetitive, but actually if it's a repetitive good thing, then that's wonderful. It's a wonderful addition to your life. So one of the routines we have, we have several things that we do as a couple, apart from the things that we do as individuals. One of the things we do as a couple is our morning routine. Mm. What do we do in the morning?
we go out every morning to have a coffee together, just for like half an hour, 45 minutes before we go to work. And that's been going on for what, I don't know. It must have been 20 plus years maybe we do that. It's a very long time, and it's something that I look forward to every morning.
Yes, me too.
It's a very special time in the morning that we have together. But one of the things I want to discuss is why is it important to have fun? Because I guess most couples are like that, when you're engaged, the relationship is mostly fun. You know, you meet to do nice things, you go out, you're together most of the time having fun. There's no responsibility, there are no chores anymore, not yet at least, you know. And when you get married and move into your own home, now suddenly there's not fun stuff that you have to do on a daily basis. It's whatever it is, and you now are discussing, you know, who's gonna do what, then the discussions change from the fun stuff when you're engaged to, you know, more serious stuff. And I think we might forget to have fun at some point.
Or just think that, you know, this is not gonna be fun.
This is not gonna be fun because this new life is not as fun as when we were not married, you know. It was more fun when we weren't married. So I think one needs to first remember what was fun about, you know, being engaged and start to incorporate those things into your daily or weekly, at least if you can do these things daily, at least, you know, on the weekend, have fun. I mean, go do things that you both enjoy. So, and that's one of the things that keeps the relationship going. It's because we spend time together and it's good quality time that we have, that we enjoy.
And it doesn't have to be quantity time, but quality time. And it's really, of course, finding that, you know, those few things even that you both consider enjoyable or fun. Mm. Because I know that there may not always be an alignment on that, and that's fine, because then individually you can do other things. So when you mentioned weekly, what we also do is our weekly date night. I don't know how many years we've been doing that, maybe 4 or 5 years. We may have done something similar, like, you know, 20 years ago, but then maybe the last 4 or 5 years we actually took that very seriously to have, you know, a weekly date night. And that's fun, that's enjoyable. We like that. We just go out for a simple meal. It doesn't have to be a big deal, but we enjoy it. So it's our time together. Before that, when we were younger, I suppose even more, we would always in the evening, and we still have this evening time where we, you used to like sit, we would order food and sit and watch
something
together, a movie
yeah.
or a show or something.
Yeah.
That's something that we enjoy doing.
I think these simple routines, you know, these, even though they're repetitive, but they sort of create that bond to begin with. And then the other thing is, there is that part of the day or that part of the week where I'm always looking forward to it because it's nice. I mean, it's enjoyable. Now, how to make that interaction enjoyable is another story. I mean, people, I think, need to also realize that you need to find out what's fun for you and what's fun for your spouse and make sure that those interactions have a combination of things that are fun for both of us, you know, that we both enjoy that. It's not like one of us doesn't, the other one doesn't. So learning about each other also and finding out what do you enjoy and what do I enjoy and you know, finding something common that we can both do and enjoy once a day or once a week has been great, actually. I think it's a very good practice.
We happen to be aligned on a lot of things that we enjoy, but let's say if we weren't really, possibly one of the ways to do it then would be that, you know, like even if it's once a month, we're gonna happily together do something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And then the next month we'll happily do something together that you enjoy. Mm. And it's that's actually, you know, gets us out of our comfort zones to try new things or whatever. It's the idea is to keep it fun, to keep it light, to recognize that, as you said, having things done regularly and consistently when they're positive things and good things is a good practice to have.
It is.
So when we say routine, actually routine can be really good when you're routinely doing things that, you know, are moving you in the right direction, especially of togetherness, of joy, of trying new things and so on. So I think that's an important thing to be thinking about. And really, you're going to just enjoy life more, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing more joyful things together. And that doesn't mean that you won't have all the time that you want or need to do your work, to do the things that are important to you and so on. But it's just bearing in mind that, you know, to just infuse those little things into your life. There can be a daily thing that you do, there can be a weekly thing, there can be a monthly thing.
I mean, for us, it's not that time consuming. It's just like 45 minutes in the morning, and maybe, I mean, we like to have like watch something at night together, so that's another hour. And then once a week, it's a couple of hours so it's not like,
it's up to you. And for other people, it's not going to be those things at all. It'll be like, you know, they go out for a walk, they go rock climbing together. It's whatever you want to do.
Mm.
For some people, this might sound like super boring to just watch something, but that's enjoyable for us, right? So everybody's different. It's about you. It's about what you want to do. But yeah, it's just about bearing in mind that let's do those things. And some people might think, oh, these people have been married for 31 years. They still have a date night. Yeah, that's keep things alive, you know? And then, having talked about routine, actually the opposite is also fun, which is sometimes just being spontaneous and just doing things that are out of your routine completely, just coming up with an idea, like, you know, we're just gonna go off for 24 hours, like we did a 24 hours in Guna thing. But when you do things spontaneously, or like we went to Fayoum for, I don't know, let's go to Fayoum for breakfast and then still be back, you know, for Friday family lunch. It, you know, so not everything has to be routine. So the routine is good to have in there, and then also to just do things spontaneously as well and be creative and come up with ideas. And then
sometimes one might think that those one-on-ones may be difficult to find. You know, how do you guys find stuff to talk about in the morning and in the evening and on the weekend?
Somebody just told us that yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, what are you talking? How do you find things to talk about all the time? And I think it starts with, for me at least, it starts with one, having the right attitude, because sometimes when you're not feeling in a good mood, you know, you're like, it's like more of a chore. You're going there to have that date night, and you what am I going to talk about? Or something is bothering you about your spouse, you know, you don't want to have that one-on-one because you don't want to discuss it. I think what we do pretty well is we don't let that linger. I mean, if there is something to talk about, we talk about it right away and get it off, so that we can get it out of the way. I mean, so that we can have fun. And the other thing is, something I've worked on myself a lot, is to have the right attitude. If I'm, I definitely don't want to get into an interaction with you, especially when we're one-on-one, and not be positive and having a positive attitude. So what I mean by this is, sometimes one is under stress for whatever reason, from work, from anything, and you're just thinking like, you know, I don't want to do this right now because I may not be my best self. I've learned to fight that urge to not be myself, and to try to add as much fun in this interaction as you would, because you're always, you know, able to manage your mood and come out.
I work on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you do it very well. I mean, you're always adding the positive side in the interaction, so you're always, you know, fun and funny and bubbly, and I'm not always like that. So it's nice to be able to come into that interaction with the right attitude. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, of course, as long as you're also expressing yourself and being, you know, if you need to not be positive all the time, you know, that's fine too. But maybe for just those outings and those things, if you can let things go and just, you know, forget about work for a while and forget about checking your mobile and your emails for a while, and actually allow yourself to just be in a state of, okay, I'm going to enjoy this. That's nice, because, you know, you need that as well. We deserve to have that. So basically, it's identifying the things that you enjoy, that are fun for you, putting those into some sort of a morning, evening, weekly, monthly routine, and also being creative, being spontaneous, and breaking the routines sometimes and doing different things. And it's really getting that balance.
And finding things, back to the idea of finding things to talk about all this time. I think one of the things that we both do quite well is I sort of start a subject that I know you're interested in talking about, you know, and you do the same. So if I want to talk about work, if I want to talk about golf, if I want to talk about something, whatever interests me, I mean, we have shared enough to know what's interesting for one another, that when we're together alone, we can start a conversation about something that is interesting.
Yes.
And that'll take us through the entire, you know, outing.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that we can, or that you can learn to do. It's what is interesting, what is an interesting topic, you know, that we like to discuss. And that has given us a lot of beautiful interactions, because to me this is a meaningful conversation. It's not about, one of the things obviously that we don't do very well is talk about people. So most of our discussions are about things that are interesting to us, you know.
I mean, not that people aren't interesting, but I mean, I don't like talking about people, because talk to people about people to people.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about people
who
aren't there. So yeah, that doesn't interest me. But yeah, we've discovered what interests each other, and so we do have meaningful conversations. And another thing, though, is that we don't have to talk all the time. It was really funny, because we were out in our usual coffee place yesterday, and somebody came and was just, you know, like, what do you guys talk about? You're still there talking after all these years? You have something to talk about? And he was making fun of us. It was really funny. But the thing is, you don't have to talk all the time. You can go out and just coexist peacefully together in the same space. We choose beautiful spaces, like in nature, outdoors, we prefer that. But we can just sit together and we don't have to talk all the time. We can say a few words here and there. There's nothing wrong with that. We definitely talked more when, you know, in the beginning of our marriage. I suppose we had so much more to talk about. But now we talk less, but that, not in a negative way. There's nothing wrong with that. I think coexisting silently is also a connection. There's a bond in being able to be silent together. And I think that's good as well. So we sometimes do that. you said something, it reminded me of something, but now it's lost. Yeah, because I was thinking about when we get to the practical exercise part, we can think of what kind of an exercise to suggest here. So we can start thinking about that now. That's a heads up. And then, one also you reminded me a while ago, is like we do little tiny things, because when you said the little things, we do little things like that we enjoy, like simply getting in the car and just taking a drive and listening to music. Like we enjoy that. We enjoy just listening to music and sometimes singing along. And we did this with our kids as well. Like growing up, we would often have music on in the car and the whole car singing and goofing off and sometimes being really silly and being loud and laughing. And, you know, these are the things we enjoy. Mm. And I think it's, people may not realize that, you know, they see entrepreneurs or whatever, they see, you know, people who they think are serious all the time. And no, we're certainly not serious all the time.
Not serious at all.
And maybe people don't realize that because we usually don't goof off as much when we're outdoors. But yeah, that's fun for us, just simple silliness and goofing off and, you know, doing crazy things and saying crazy things. We have these funny languages that aren't real words that we use a lot, and we make songs out
singing
of them,
backwards,
and we sing backwards. Yeah, so we do a lot of weird stuff, and that's fun. So fun doesn't for us need to be, you know, bungee jumping, although that sounds like fun too. Or it doesn't have to be big, huge things. It can just be little silly like interactions that are fun. Mm-hmm. And I even did that when with, you know, as a parent with the kids growing up, to like encourage them to brush their teeth or to wash their face, I would sing, you know, and I would make it fun.
Yep.
And I think that's what it's about. Now we kind of feel like, yeah, well, with kids that makes sense. What we're saying here today is that why not as well bring that into your marriage, because we all have a little child inside us, and I think keeping that childlike. It is nice, even if you
bring the child
50
out
something.
Actually let that child come out and you know and say and do and whatever they feel like doing. I mean, we were, I know I was living in an environment when I was young where, you know, we had to be proper, you know, I remember even Hannah, my daughter, once telling Hussein,
Hussein,
sit properly, you know.
Yeah, she's like 3 years old or something.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, okay, it's okay to be proper at some point, but it's okay, also okay to be very silly at some times, and it's just fun, you know, just be silly.
And of course, Hannah now is no longer, I think, conforming to this whole proper thing at all, so she's free and she lets herself be and do what she wants, so, but yeah, I think that it's really funny that you remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah, who cares? I mean, just do what you want to do, and even if it's like moving and dancing and just whatever, you know, that freedom to be is that to me is fun.
Mm.
So that's something else as well to think about.
So I think couples could find benefit in a very short weekly or daily routine. I mean, that would be an exercise. Find something that you both enjoy and find out if you want to do it once a day or once a week or even once a month, but have something that you do together, you know, that you both enjoy. And I probably would be easy to find what that is from when you were engaged. I mean, you definitely did things when you were engaged. We did. I mean, we used to go and have ice cream and Mohandisin.
Yes.
We'd drive all the way from Maadi to Mohandisin to get an ice cream from a place there. So find things that you enjoyed when you're having the most fun in your relationship before getting married, and you know, bring that back into your...
Yeah, that's it. I mean, really, that's a good exercise. If you just choose one thing today and decide what that thing is that you both will enjoy, and decide how often you want to do it, and there's no pressure, just keep it fun, keep it light, let it come with ease, let it flow. And your suggestion of going back to when you're engaged can be a good one. Do that exercise. At the same time, it might not be what you want to do now, and, you know, so do that exercise, and then actually also figure out right now what do I feel? Because we're, you know, you're different people maybe, and you have different interests. For example, I don't think we have any interest on a Thursday night, for example, in traffic, go all the way to the scene and have that ice cream.
Not anymore, no.
Right, so, but you know, you can use that exercise to remind you, if you, because sometimes we need reminding.
Yeah.
What is it? What did we even enjoy? Sometimes life just seems so heavy and it gets so, you know, it can be tiring that what was fun even? I don't even remember anymore.
Mm.
You know, you can get to that point in your life, and that's fine, but that's fine. Meet yourself right there, and then, you know, just close your eyes and just imagine, okay, well, maybe what was fun? Use that exercise for a while. And then right now, well, what is fun? What would be fun? If I had the time, if I didn't have the pressures, if I had, you know, everything that I needed to make this succeed, what would I enjoy doing? And pick up anything, pick up any idea that you have found, talk about it, and then just do that. And that's fine if you change your mind after a while. We don't want to do that anymore. Change your mind, do something else. It's fine. Just like I said, keep it flexible, keep it light.
Yeah, I think it's important not to make that a chore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it needs to be fun. So
yeah.
if something gets boring after a while, you both think, talk about it. I mean, say, is this fun? No, it's not anymore. Let's find something else. So it's not something you have to do. It's something that adds an element of fun to the relationship. So as long as it's doing that, great. If it isn't, find something
new.
It's
fine too. That just opens up the door for the next thing, whatever that's going to be. So yeah.
Okay.
Guys, thanks a lot for listening in or watching. I would love to hear what you're going to do or what you are already doing to keep the fun in your marriage. Stay in touch. Please send us any comments, any questions. Subscribe on YouTube if you're watching there. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.